Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is a hectic one, to say the least. Oh my goodness. I've spent a lot of time over the last few years telling you that this is not a show. This is a happy hour. This is an excuse for me and you to drink together and to hang out and to just be together and talk about whatever we want to talk about. It's not a show. That's why we always make the joke that it starts at 9:30 p.m.-ish, because sometimes it's a little bit late, and sometimes, like tonight, it's a lot a bit late. For a lot of the longtime listeners of the show, the Not a Show, you might remember that there are two definite weekends every year that we go camping as a family. That is Memorial Day holiday weekend and Labor Day holiday weekend. Sometimes there's some other ones thrown in there, sometimes. But this is always a camping weekend, and it always ends up being stressful trying to get home, get the car unloaded at least enough, get all of the leftover food and all that put away in the fridge, and then run down here and try to get a show on. It's always stressful. I really thought that we had it this time. We had everything packed pretty early. Well, I thought we had everything packed pretty early, and then my wife was like, no, we have all of this stuff that still isn't in the car. And I'm like, oh, forgot about all of that stuff. And then, yeah, it was, yeah. And then the kids were hungry, so then we had to feed the kids, and it has been a night already. I haven't showered for days. I feel very like sweaty and gross right now. Like I don't want to touch anything. Yeah, it's been a day, but it was good. Let's have a drink. Everybody is talking about what they're drinking, and I'm not. Let's see. Josh is having a Tippa from Westside. Marco just finished making dinner, is having an Old Milwaukee non-alcoholic. Julia wants to know why she's up so late. She just finished an Old Nation M43 strawberry about 30-ish minutes ago. I will also be drinking something from Michigan. But first, before we get to that, I almost omitted this from the show because I'm going to try to keep this at least a little bit condensed tonight because it is, what, at 10:30? I'm going to try to keep it a little bit condensed, but we can't leave the schnappening out of this. I got a schnapp glass. Shot glass. I have a shot glass. It's a Boone County shot glass, but I'm not going to drink something from Boone County. No, we're going schnapps. We're going to have some schnapps. This is a schnapps that has been featured on the show before, so it's kind of cheating a little bit, but it's great, and it kind of fits with the weekend for me, the theme, I guess. Camping, the outdoors. It's Zierbins. This is Alpine Pine Liqueur. Stone Pine Liqueur of the Alps. Also, I'm shaking the desk a whole bunch, and that camera is fine. This main camera doesn't move no matter what I do here. This is fine because it's mounted to the wall. But the drink cam, the more I like touch the table, the more all hell breaks loose over there. There is a way to fix that, and evidently I've got it turned off. So I'm just not going to use the drink cam because that's annoying. I was using that this other camera, the drink cam is it's not as good of a camera as the main camera, and so I only use it when I need a second camera or if I want something that's a little bit better than my phone. Or maybe a little bit more camera looking than my phone, depending on the situation. But a phone would probably suffice. That's the only other time I would use that, which is very rare. So, I used it for something the other day, and for some reason turned off the stabilization. I don't remember why, and I guess I haven't turned it back on. All right, we're just going to do like a half a shot here because I'm not going to make it be one of those nights. That's why. Okay. Zierbins. Stone Pine Liqueur of the Alps. I love this stuff. I always forget how much I love it. It's from Austria. Zierbins draws its flavor, natural red color. We've done this on the show, so I don't know if I should just read the whole thing or not. A natural red color from the freshly picked fruit of the Arola stone pine grown in the Austrian Alps. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. It's red, piney. I would love to use some spruce tips to do something fun, like make spruce tip tea or something. I think that'd be fun just in my life. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be disgusting. But Julia says, I want to try that. Party Source? Yes. Party Source is always the place to go if you need something obscure around here. Ohio's a control state, so there's things you just can't get. But Party Source pretty much has everything that you can think of on the liquor side. All right. There it is. Cheers. Mmm. Okay. Oh, it's so good. It when you first smell it smells a little medicinal, and then it always surprises me at how it isn't. Like, it's got this really cool, like, sweet berry thing almost that then gets cut off with this piney thing, and then the heat. And, oh, yeah, it's great. That's delicious. Yeah, I could drink a lot of that. That's dangerous stuff. but I think it would be really tasty when camping, which is, again, what I was doing this weekend. And I did not bring any with me, and that's a little disappointing. We had a very weird... so we do... most of our campouts, we do some kind of a big event in the middle of it. We invite everybody to come and hang out with us for like a whole day, like all the entire family. And so everybody shows up, and most of them don't camp. They just come for like the afternoon into the evening, hang out around the campfire, and then everybody leaves and goes home and sleeps in a warm bed. It was a little cold this weekend. And, but for that event, we make a ton of food, like tons and tons of food. And we have some kind of a party. Typically, the theme, it just always kind of ends up being, sorry, there's like a piece of fuzz on the brim of my hat, and I kept seeing it, and it was driving me crazy. We almost always end up with the theme being luau, for probably because I like tiki drinks, and we all like tiki drinks. And rum is delicious. That's probably why we always do that. But we decided this year we were going to make a very conscious effort to theme our party towards something else. And we themed it to the Wild West. Made a big brisket. It was awesome. But I've spent the entire weekend dressed like a cowboy, for lack of a better way to put it. Like, straight up cowboy hat, gun strapped to my hip. It was awesome. I felt like I was a cowboy. And I don't know that Zierbins is a proper cowboy booze. So we just drank whiskey. Well, not just whiskey. We drank a lot of whiskey, especially on Saturday when the party was. The rest of the weekend, I definitely did settle into quite a few beers. Including this, well, I tell you what. I have a choice. I have tried... this beer, we're going to say my right, I guess your left as you're looking at the screen. I don't know how that works. We'll call this number one over here. I have tried this one. I drank it this weekend, and it was absolutely delicious. I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm going to say it's from Michigan. This side over here, number two, I'm positive that I've had this before in the past. But it has been, it's been a long time, if I've ever actually had it. Josh says, to new experiences, try the new one. Okay, Josh has it. He answered before I asked the question, but we'll accept it. I'll leave that one as a surprise. I'll make a video or something about that. But All right. All right, founders. I know that there is a lot of thoughts about founders and who they are or who they may possibly be, depending on who you ask. But they make some great beer. This is, in theory, one of those. We'll see when we drink it. It's called Blushing Monk. It's also all wet because it's been in a cooler. Belgian style ale, fermented with, does that say pure inspiration? I don't think you can ferment with inspiration. All right, it says, when our love of fruit and our love of beer come together, Blushing Monk happens. Brewed with a ridiculous amount of raspberries for a tart, yet luscious raspberry jam character, and fermented with Belgian yeast for subtle fruit and spice esters. Think of Blushing Monk as Rubaeus's older sibling. More intense, slightly larger, and just a little bit more mature. This is 9.2%. So yeah, this is a beer. I also do not have proper glassware if I'm drinking a Belgian-style ale. And I don't have anywhere close by. That's all right. We'll just go pint glass. That's fine. There's nobody to judge that, right? Josh says it's a good one. Julia says she had it over the weekend. It was fantastic, but I'm glad it wasn't my money that went to them. I don't know if this should be agitated, but it's definitely been rolling around in a cooler on the way back home for the last hour or so. So it's definitely very well agitated. So if it is, there's going to be some chunks. I definitely saw some chunks come out. That's all right. We will drink carefully. It's all right. Little chunks never killed anybody. Julia says, I swirled the bottle, but not sure it needed it. I don't know if you're supposed to. It definitely, it's hazy, cloudy, chunky. I can't say it's a pretty beer because it isn't. And that's probably my fault, and I will own up to that here. Let's put a light through it and see what happens. Oh, yeah, there you guys can see. That actually makes it look a little bit better on camera than it does in person. All right. Get my nose in here and see what's going on. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, the aroma matches perfectly. When I hear the name Blushing Monk, I expect something kind of light and maybe just a little bit of a pink hue to it, like not a dark, murky, deep ruby red color. It doesn't look like the name, but it does smell like the name. It's real floral too. Yeah, like when I first smelled it, all I got was the fruit. And then the more I dig into it, like I get this really great like light floral note. Julia says she believes it was from 2021. I'm looking for a date here. I'm not seeing a date on mine. I don't know. It shouldn't be this hard to find dates on things. I don't know. Fine. Oh, Julia says, I had the 4-pack box. It might have been on that. That would make sense. Huge shout out to the guys from Half-Ass Beer Review. They did, they brought these back. Well, not back. They brought these to Ohio for us while we were hanging out a week ago. And we split them up, and we all are trying some different Michigan beers. So thank you to all of them for bringing us some good stuff. I shouldn't say it's all good because I haven't tried it all. This is only second or third one that I've had. All right, I'm going to get into this. Blushing monk. What would make a monk blush? I know exactly what would make a monk blush. Any guesses? Dick's potato chips would make a monk blush. I'm not even drinking the beer yet because I'm so excited to talk about Dick's. We were, when we were camping, we ate a ton of Dick's potato chips, which again, I don't know if cowboys would do that, but we did. And so we might have broke the rules a little bit there. You got to have potato chips when you're camping. And we did. We had Dick's, and Dick's made camping better. Dick's make everything better. In fact, Father's Day is coming up, and if you really want to make the dad in your life or the father figure in your life happy, get him Dick's. Just an entire box of Dick's. Go to dickspotatochips.com, order a box of Dick's, and send it to dad, and be the best Father's Day that he's ever had. I promise. And I don't promise things very often, but you should definitely do that. Dick's Potatoes. Thank you, Dick's, for sponsoring this show. I really do appreciate everything that they have done to help kind of make this show what it is. And I appreciate everything that you guys are able to do to help support them. Because when you support them, it supports us. And when you support me, I'm able to make fun things for you to enjoy. So cheers to Dick's Potato Chips and cheers to you guys. Eat a bag of Dick's. Now I'm going to taste it. Definitely fresh fruit, fruit, big, bold, jammy fruit flavors like almost a little. There's some tartness there, but it leans a little heavier to the sweet side than what I usually would want my beer to be. I don't get a lot of Belgian ester at all. I get jammy, sweet fruit. Maybe a little kind of a, maybe like a bitter kind of thing going on in the background, which maybe that's some of the Belgian esters, but it's good. It's definitely not the best kind of fruited Belgian style beer that I've ever had, but it's good, especially for a beer that I don't know when this was first released. But it's been around for a while, and I think that earns it a few kind of extra points too. It's definitely an OG beer, so I give them a little extra credit for that. I brought this while we were camping. It was in the cooler, and while it would have been delicious sitting outside while we were camping, I don't think this would have been the best choice. And I think maybe that's why I passed it over every time I opened the cooler. It just didn't fit the situation. It was really hard to kind of figure out what I wanted to drink this weekend because it was so cold. It evenings were really cold. Campfire was great. Luckily, I didn't check the weather. I knew it was going to be chilly, so obviously we had enough blankets and clothes, and so we weren't cold while we were trying to sleep. But sitting around the campfire, I didn't really pack proper drinks for that situation. Like, it felt like a fall camp out. I did pack one bottle of a S'mores Dark Charge, and that was a perfect choice for the weekend. I drank a lot of light beer, a lot of whiskey. I drank a couple other things that I'll leave as a surprise for now. Because I'm still going to create some content around them for you. But it was a very strange weekend, weather-wise, and the way it kind of made it feel. Julia says, I feel like the slight tartness was more the raspberries, that little bitter taste when you eat a bunch of fresh raspberries. After the sweet gets off your palate, I enjoy the beer, much to my chagrin. Yeah, like it's a good beer. It does feel like it is a good representation of a raspberry. Like, if you bite into like a fresh raspberry, there is like this little, it's obviously sweet. Christine says, oh, do you think it's the seeds? It kind of, like, it's that thing. Like, there is, like, a, there is something else going on when you bite into raspberries, and this does kind of have that. The floral aroma is throwing me off. Like, it's almost like rose petals kind of thing. Like, it's like a, like, it's actually like a flower. And, I'm not getting any of that in the taste, though, which, although, if I was going to describe the way that aroma tastes, I would maybe say it would be bitter. Like, I would think that rose petals would taste bitter. So maybe it is. Maybe that's what I'm tasting. Yeah. The bitterness comes too fast to make me think of the seeds. I don't know. Christine says, I remember Urban Artifact talking about how they remove the seeds because it gives you a different flavor. 100%. I think especially with strawberries, I think, are another one that, like, the seeds were giving them a lot of problems as far as flavor changes. They've gone through a lot of experimentation to figure out how to make their fruit taste the most like fruit, which is kind of insane to think about. But, you know, there's a lot of fruits that people either associate a different flavor with or associate kind of the artificial version of the flavor as what the fruit tastes like. And that's very confusing. It's fine, but it's confusing. This is a good beer. I'm happy with it. I'm happy with all the Michigan beer so far. I don't know, like, a ton about, oh, I'm going to burp like a whole bunch now. I don't know a bunch about Michigan's craft beer scene. Like, I know there are some great breweries in Michigan, and I know there's some really great beer cities and beer regions, we'll say. But I just don't know that much. And this does kind of make me realize that. I mean, obviously we've heard of Founders. There are plenty of other breweries in Michigan we've heard of, but I just have never really dove into it that much. I can say that one of the maybe even the very first brewery that I went to, brew pub that I went to, brewery, both I guess the same time. was in Michigan. It was in Detroit. And that's one of the things that made me fall in love with kind of that taproom culture. So I guess I owe a lot to Michigan's beer scene. Christine says, Nucleate time. It is beer. It's a beer festival in Ann Arbor. Yeah, sounds fun to me. I'm always up for it. It's got to be a good beer festival, though. Like, I have not necessarily high standards for what I want out of a beer festival, but I'm kind of over wasting my time on mediocre beer festivals, if that is a better way to put it. It doesn't have to be the best beer festival in the world. It just can't be terrible. That's all I want. I just don't want it to be terrible. And there's a lot of terrible ones around. I can't decide if I love this beer or if I just kind of think it's okay. And I'm kind of starting, I'm leaning towards just okay. And maybe that's because I've been spoiled by Urban Artifact. It might be their fault. It's a good problem to have. Yeah. I'm going to say it's just kind of, it's okay. It's not a beer that, like, I'm ever going to go chase down. It's not a beer that if I see it on a shelf, I'm going to be like, oh, I've got to grab that. It's a beer that if somebody puts it in front of me, I'm going to happily drink it and enjoy it. But I'm not going to go seek it out. Christine says, I looked at it, and it's actually not a lot of Michigan beers, just good beers from everywhere. That's fine, and that's probably the way a beer festival should be, but It's also kind of sad. Urban definitely makes you have different standards. It does. That is one of the marks of a great brewery. Is that it changes how you think about either a beer style or a experience or an idea. The marriage between beer and food, how you think about that, anything like that. The mark of a good brewery is if they can kind of change your perception on that and kind of change that that standard, that line, that bar that other people have to hit. That's a tough thing to do, especially now. The way that craft beer has grown and how many breweries there are and how many great breweries there are, if you can change people's perception and people's thoughts and what people judge a fruit beer off of, that's an impressive feat. And so I will admire Urban Artifact for their ability to do that and what they've done for fruit beer here in Cincinnati and beyond. I don't always want a fruit beer, but I will always respect what they are doing with it. That's for sure. All right, let's wrap this thing up. We're about at a half hour, and I'm going to go take a shower and put on something clean and climb into my wonderful bed that is waiting for me. Not that we were uncomfortable. When we camp, it's not camping like when I was a kid. We have a very big tent that could fit like 300 people. That might be an exaggeration, but it's for just the four of us. Well, and the dog, the five of us, I guess. I'm the dog who loves camping, by the way. And we have these big air mattresses that we set up in there, and there's all this room. Usually if it's going to be super cold, sometimes we bring a heater, like a little propane heater, to just heat the crap out of the tent before you get in there and go to bed. It is borderline glamping. I wouldn't call it glamping. Like, it's not that bad. It's not that crazy. There's no TV in the tent. Christine says, wow, that's crazy. It isn't hard to set. It's not that hard to set up. So tent technology has changed dramatically. I can set up the tent by myself in less than 5 minutes. It's really, really crazy how easy it is to set up. And then the air mattresses, they have like a pump built into them. I have a little battery bank that I always bring so we can charge cell phones and whatnot. And you just plug the little pump into that and you just turn it on and fills up the air mattress. And you throw a couple sleeping bags on it and some pillows and you're good to go. That's the glamping level that we hit. Like there's no TVs around. There's no there might be a Bluetooth speaker that gets turned on at some point, but that's about it. And even that is sometimes under protest. We're all music fans, but we all also like to play music, and that is by far the preference. We can walk to the house to go to the bathroom. You don't have to pee in the woods. So that's, I guess, is that glamping? And in the summertime, there is a swimming pool within walking distance. You can walk to the pool. maybe that's glamping. I don't know. What makes something glamping? What is the defining characteristic of a glamp versus a camp? I'm not sure. I can tell you that I would do neither one of them, neither glamping nor camping, without one thing. Dick's potato chips. In fact, I don't do anything in my life, nothing in my life, without a bag of Dick's. You see them just perched here behind me. I always keep them as close to me as possible because I love Dick's that much. I never really thought about how integral Dick's are in the camping lifestyle. But sometimes, you know, it's the middle of the day and you need a little snack while you're sitting around a campfire and you don't really want something that's complicated. You just want something easy, a proper snack. Dick's potato chips. Dick's potato chips are there for you. sometimes, and I had this, I guess it was last night. Last night, everybody went to bed super early. Everybody was tired, I guess, or whatever. And I'm still sitting up. We had kind of a weird night. That's a whole other story. And I'm sitting up. I'm kind of wired and kind of, you know, just not ready to go to bed. And so I'm sitting around the little table under. We have like a pop-up canopy kind of thing where we cook all our food and stuff. And I'm sitting around the table. I got a lantern sitting in the middle of the table. I'm playing solitaire. And I thought, man, I just need to eat something. Meanwhile, it's like probably 12:30 or 1 in the morning or something. I didn't need to eat anything, but I wanted a snack. And I had a summer sausage, which is my favorite camping snack. And so I was slicing that up and eating that. And I'm like, man, I just need something else to go with it. I wish I had some crackers. I don't have any crackers out here. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know what I've got? Dick's potato chips. It was amazing. I used the salty Dick's with a summer sausage. It was really, really good. And so you can combine your Dick's with other things. You can put your Dick's on whatever you want. So I took sausage and I took Dick's and put Dick's on sausage and kind of smushed them together. So Dick's and sausage together. And it was, it might have been life changing. In fact, it might have been life changing. I might start keeping sausage laying around here just so that I can sandwich my Dick's whenever I get hungry. I might do that. I encourage all of you to sandwich your Dick's. In fact, go to dickspotatochips.com, get more Dick's just so that you can sandwich them with a summer sausage. You'll thank me later. Or you might laugh later when you think about it, one way or the other. I have done one of my jobs. Your job is to hang out with me and do this happy hour. So you've nailed it this week again, and I appreciate that so much. I know a lot of you have to get up very early to go to actual jobs. And for that, I appreciate you staying up a little bit late to hang out and make this show that is not a show. Thank you very much. We will be back next week. We'll keep doing this every single week forever. Sometimes it's a little late. It's not my fault. It kind of is always my fault. But not outside forces. Thank you, guys. If you like this or any of the stuff that I do, you know that you can always go to thegnarlygnome.com/support and support that way. Lots of fun stuff coming, so stay tuned. Thank you very much. Speaking of Dick's potato chips, what is the best thing to put your Dick's on? Is it summer sausage, or is it in dip, or I don't know. Best thing to put your Dick's on.